Australia's Human Rights Commissioner Gillian Triggs arrived in the French capital just a few hours before the terrorists struck. She was staying with her son and his family just metres from the two Paris restaurants where 15 people were killed and another 10 were injured. Gillian Triggs spoke with our political editor Alison Carabine earlier about that, how the terrible night unfolded.
We were having dinner and we heard what we thought were fireworks going off, and we went out onto the balcony thinking that there would be fireworks, and of course there was nothing of the kind, and it was very loud and very continuous. And then shortly after, well, we went back inside thinking, we didn't really know what it was, but within a very short time we could hear the sirens, and it was quite clear there'd been something fairly dramatic happening within just a couple of blocks of where we were living.
And have you been out and about in the city since Friday night? Have you visited the cafe, for example?
Yes, we initially, of course, nobody wanted to move anywhere. And there's a young baby, of course, in the family, and the last thing we were going to do was to go out into the fresh air. But so we stayed until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, when it was clear that people were starting to move around the streets, and so we then took the baby, in fact, and we all went down with some flowers and left them at the cafe, where there were a huge number of people gathered, and the mayor of Paris arrived and spent some time talking to people and looking at the flowers. So it was a very quiet, sober and rather shocked environment.
Can you describe for us then what it's like to be in a city that has suffered such a terrible trauma, has had its heart and soul ripped out?
Well, I think it's a range of feelings, a certain sense of anger that this could be done to such a beautiful city and such a civilized culture to be targeted as France appears to have been over the last few years is something that really makes them very angry. But the sheer scale of this and the cold-blooded murder of people simply sitting outside having a drink on a Friday night is something that everybody in the world can identify with. So I think there's a certain anger, but also a certain self-reflection about the war in Syria, about France's role, and about what are the risks worth taking. You know, what they want to stand up for what they believe to be humanitarian response to end ISIS or Daesh, as they usually refer to it here. But also a sense that maybe they're better off out completely and playing no role in these global conflicts. I think the French will be looking to them into themselves to just what can be achieved by trying to stop ISIS, whether they should or whether they should back away completely.
And do you think that's a sentiment that has come to the surface only since the terrible events of Friday night, or was there a mood already building in France questioning why the country is involved in Syria?
I think that question has been around. I mean, the French are a very politically engaged people. Of course, Syria is not very far as one flies. But I think that the loss of so many people in such a cold-blooded and planned attack will heighten the concerns that they have about the role that they're playing globally and obviously in the Middle East.
And France does have a very large Muslim population. Relations were already quite fractured. Do you fear that the events of Friday could make French Muslims feel even more isolated?
I think that's a very real risk. I've lived in France for many years when my husband was posted to France as ambassador, and the concern in the 90s, for example, was very much the Maghreb, those who were coming across from North Africa into the south of France. But, of course, that has not actually proved to be the problem. The problem has proved to be those Muslims from Syria or from the Middle East. I think, of course, this is always the risk. It's a very human risk, one must admit, to start to conflate a really malicious terrorist attack with peaceable people of the Islamic religion who've lived here for many, many years in France. So I think it's a risk, and one of the things that, of course, the political leaders here are going to have to be very alert to.
And Gillian Triggs, all year we have been watching the influx of refugees into Europe. Do you think Europe could now be at a tipping point when it comes to accepting Muslims into their societies?
Well, sadly, I do. I understand that Australia's Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, has been very clear in saying that we must not conflate concerns about refugees and migrants with these terrorist attacks. And I really applaud him for taking such a strong position. there will undeniably be those who say that the relatively open borders has made it easier for terrorists to get in. Now, that may or may not be a fair judgment, but it's one that I think is very, very likely to be made. And that's why we need political leaders with vision and courage to say we must not conflate the problems of asylum seekers and migrants fleeing conflict and persecution and poverty and injustice with these cold-blooded executioners, effectively, that these terrorist groups are.
And Gillian Triggs, just finally, you are speaking to us from Paris, a city you love. Do you think Paris will ever be the same?
I think probably not. This is a deeply traumatic event in the heart of Europe and the heart of France, and Paris is so iconic in terms of its culture, its long history, culture, and sophistication. To strike at the heart of that culture and civilization is going to be felt very deeply by Parisians in particular. Undeniably, this will be a deeply traumatic and scarring event for France that won't be forgotten.
Gillian Triggs, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Alison. Good to talk to you.
Gillian Triggs is the president of the Human Rights Commission. She was speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine, from Paris overnight.